Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The decision to keep the rates steady by the South African Reserve Bank is a sign of their prudent approach and a commitment to long-term stability overall. It is a disappointing decision for many South Africans. Of course, we're looking for some relief, but we must see it in context of the world events. We've seen a lot of noise in the global world. We are worried about the rates and taxes that are coming through. We are worried about the tariffs in the world. And of course, locally, we have seen the latest budget speech, which has increased VAT in South Africa. So that is probably the context that the Monetary Policy Committee had to reflect on. However, we must remember that we have already received a cumulative 75 basis points altogether, which has given some relief to many South Africans who are indebted. Of course, the extra would have helped, but that has to be banked as well. And that must be used carefully. And for me, the advice I give many South Africans is that you have to use that, use the differences you've seen to save a bit more, pay a bit more of your short-term debt that is expensive, paid off as quick as possible, because the real worry is if the events that the Reserve Bank is worried about do come true, we might actually see a turn in the rate cutting cycle and start seeing some increases, even though that this Reserve Bank is forecasting another 25 basis point cut.
Some sound advice coming through there from Thabani Ndwandwe. Let's unpack this a little bit further. I'm now joined by Johan Heltz, Old Mutual Group Chief Economist. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good evening.
So the Reserve Bank deciding to keep the repo rate on hold at 7.5%. And like Thabani was saying, very prudent approach. It's pretty much in line with the Reserve Bank and the Reserve Bank governor keeping really cautious on what's going to happen.
So yes, while it's always good to have a conservative central bank keeping pace with the risks around the outlook for inflation in South Africa, coming from the global side this time specifically, I think there was a missed opportunity here to actually cut rates. If you look at what they said in terms of cutting their growth forecast and saying that the risks to the growth outlook is on the downside, there was also a significant downward revision in terms of the inflation forecast. 3.9% average was the previous forecast, 3.6% average now. That's a significant on an average basis. On the quarterly basis, quite a sharp downward revision as well. Inflation can actually dip to below 3% in the second quarter of this year. So given that, I think talking about global risks on the other hand, yes, they're coming through, but it's not reflected in the rand exchange rate. The rand is surprisingly stable, perhaps even strong, especially compared to other emerging market currencies, other developed economy currencies. So the rand is outperforming currencies like the Aussie dollar, the New Zealand dollar, the Brazilian real, the Indian rupee, the Mexican peso. So yes, there are global risks, but they're not reflected in the local currency. Downward growth revision, downward inflation revision, there should have been a rate cut, in my opinion. Mm. So I totally agree with the two members of the MPC who voted for a rate cut.
Of course, those two members looking for a 25 basis point cut. And heading into this Reserve Bank decision coming out this afternoon, some economists were also of the view that he could have even gone with a 50 basis point cut. And as you're saying, lots of room there to do it. Rand performing really well. They even noted in the meeting today that fuel prices also looking good. And inflation very well anchored at the moment. So it was just about what's going on. The outlook going forward.
Oh, and then there are differing views on that outlook. So perhaps trade, wars, tariffs, that's negative. But then on the other hand, that policy uncertainty in the U.S. has created an environment where the U.S. economy can potentially slow much faster than what we thought before. The U.S. policy towards Europe also means that Europe is spending a lot more money on infrastructure and defense spending. So the relative is that the European economies are going to grow stronger and US weaker, that suggests that the dollar will keep on weakening, and that's good for the rand. In other words, the rand will likely remain stable or even stronger. Combine that with an environment where oil prices are relatively low, and even if it doesn't fall any further, we can expect more petrol price cuts than just the big one coming at the beginning of April. So there's more downside potential in terms of the inflation outlook. So I think there's still more room for rate cuts later this year, but we missed a crucial opportunity here.
What's the impact of that? What do you think would, because we all know that, you know, these interest rates take like up to a year to actually take effect, to actually impact. What would the impact be of a missed opportunity, as you say?
Yeah, it could potentially have given the consumers a bigger boost. Now, consumers are already looking a little bit better than this time last year. We've seen consumer confidence improving, the significant fall in inflation. Prices are still rising, but at a far lower pace than a year ago. All of that has already given consumers a boost. Confidence is a key ingredient in that process. But another rate cut could have given all of that. Confidence, disposable income growth, all of that is a significant further boost. And at a time when consumers have been under pressure for many years, that was really needed this time around.
I mean, if you look at it, considering that we don't know what's going to happen, especially with the US, and it seems to be creating quite a bit of havoc, it was a missed opportunity as well, because this would have been the perfect time as opposed to waiting to what else is going to come later on in the year.
Absolutely. At a time of uncertainty, and especially because they see growth risks, this would have been an ideal opportunity to give us some extra boost. If risks then unfold to the other side, they could easily have raised interest rates again had inflation or the rand become under significant pressure for some global reason. I tend to think that you've got enough ammunition on both sides to protect the economy. Firstly, in this time we could have cut. If then it unfolds that we actually need to hike again because of inflationary pressures, which of course I don't see at the moment, then we could have hiked. But this would have been a great opportunity. And again, to just emphasize how low inflation is, consumer goods inflation, the weighted average of clothing, shoes, furniture, appliances, and vehicles, that's just 1.5% on a year-on-year basis. So very little price pressures indeed.
There were some concerns, though, around food inflation. Was that not worrying to them at all, that this could, this could have an impact?
I don't see significant risks there if we do not have a repeat of last year's avian flu or foot and mouth disease. We've got better rainfall this time around compared to last year, so the maize crop is actually looking okay. So actual agricultural production looks okay. So there seems to be very little upside pressures in terms of food prices. It is widely expected that food inflation will drift up, though. Not significantly so, but because of base effects, we'll see some updrift. But I don't see significant risks. And of course, that's difficult to say exactly, because we don't know what droughts or floods lies ahead for us. But as things stand at the moment, there's not a significant upside risk to that food inflation trend.
It was interesting to see that it wasn't only international concerns, but domestic concerns as well. They're concerned about energy prices. We've got that Eskom tariff increase that takes effect on the 1st of April, 12.7%. And he also spoke about the pending VAT hike, that would add 0.2% to inflation.
Quite honest with you, I think that the VAT rate increase will be less than what we assume. Back in 2018, the VAT pass-through, when the rate was raised from 14% to 15%, was only 30%. In other words, most of the retailers actually absorb the increase into their bottom line. So I think the impact will be minuscule, especially in an environment where there's very little upside price pressures. And in terms of the electricity price increase, admittedly a big increase, yes, but substantially lower than what the Reserve Bank has previously assumed in the inflation forecast. So it's sometimes around communication, trying to sell the fact that they're not cutting rates, hiding some of these underlying issues, because the assumptions was much higher. So the forecast cut assumed that, hang on, now electricity prices are actually going to be lower than what we previously assumed. So positive impact in terms of their forecast. So it is one thing to warn about it, but it's another thing not to tell the public that, hang on, we had to adjust our forecast lower because our assumptions were too high.
What are the concerns around too low inflation? As you say, it is quite low at the moment, but what's the concern around moving into stagflation and even deflation?
Too low inflation or negative inflation is never good. Japan showed us that example, because what happens is if prices keep on falling, you and I, we don't buy that car or that TV or that big equipment this month because we expect lower prices next month and so forth. And that continues to go. Multiply that across all the population groups and everybody in the country. So that means less production because we don't buy. We keep on putting off that decision. Mm. So that's negative for economic growth. Around 2-3% is actually a great inflation rate, because that compares well to our trading partners. That means the rand doesn't need to depreciate as much every year. If our inflation is in line with that of our trading partners, then we can expect a far more stable rand exchange rate. I don't think we're yet in an environment where we need to worry about deflation. Mm-hmm. So we're not there. But we might be getting into an environment where inflation is over the forecast to rise and much lower than what we were previously accustomed to. But I wouldn't say that's 3%. I'd probably say that's around 4-4.5% as I look at things at the moment.
If he, but the thing is that he wouldn't want to pull back. I was listening to a comment earlier, you know, he doesn't want to be seen as making the wrong decision and having to retract. But if this is a missed opportunity and at the next MPC meeting in May, can he go possibly with that big cut of probably 50 basis points?
One would hope so, but I don't think they will. If they didn't do so September last year, when it was the ideal opportunity, in my opinion, in September, they were behind the curve. They should have cut in July last year already. They didn't. The Fed then cut by 50 basis points in the US in September. Our meeting was a bit later than the Fed's, and we cut only 25. So if we didn't cut 50 then, no, I don't think they'll cut 50 in this cycle. But missed opportunity still, and I think we should see more rate cuts. I think there was too much emphasis on global risks, especially in an environment where the rand has remained very stable indeed.
Great stuff. Johan, thank you so much for your time and your insights this evening. Johan Elts is from Old Mutual. He's an economist there. Thank you very much for your time.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.